How to get rid of a back spasm. You've all had it where you've bent down to pick up a suitcase or put on your shoes or your socks in the morning on that first day of the ski trip, putting your socks on and your back has gone into spasm. How to get rid of a back spasm quickly, effectively, but most importantly, safely. Episode 39 of the West Chiropractic Podcast. What to do if you have a back spasm? This is something that our clients ask us every single day. They've been suffering with issues in the past. Back pain tends to go up, tends to go down. You have episodes where it's bad for a few days, it's good for many, many months. And then something like picking a sock up off the floor, picking one of your kids up, or even bending down to do the dishwasher, and the back goes into spasm, levels you, lying on the floor for several hours, and then have to be in bed for the next few days recovering. This is a very typical pattern of lower back pain, and it means that something is not right. So firstly, we got to find out what that thing is and why it's causing your back to spasm. But more importantly for you, we've got to get you out of the spasm and get you feeling better, get you back to normal day-to-day life. So today, we're going to tell you exactly the things you can do when you have a back spasm. Also, I'll tell you some things that you shouldn't do, but I think you already know that already, and we'll walk through those step by step. I'm Dr. Jeremy Andrews, Doctor of Chiropractic here at West Chiropractic in Surrey. And today, we're going to show you exactly what you need to do to get out of a back spasm quickly, but also safely. So firstly, let's talk about exactly what a back spasm is. Well, the back spasm is the muscles locking up around the base of the spine. Now this can happen because there is something not right. The top two things that we see are some sort of instability. So let me show you on this spine here. This is the back of the spine here. So this is the pelvis. These are the two lumbar vertebrae there. Now when you have some sort of instability, the pelvis is moving too much, the sacroiliac joints move, or there's something moving too much in here. When that happens, it can often put pressure on the disc, those bits you see there, and then that can then press onto the nerves. Now, the nerves are obviously the bit that the spasm is trying to protect, as well as the disc. So we need to make sure that we're trying to get stability back into that area long-term to prevent that spasm from happening again. The spasm will be the ligaments and the muscles around the area. They'll lock into place. They'll bunch up really tight to stop the movement, because any more movement could cause the disc to prolapse and could put pressure onto the spinal cord. Now, we obviously don't want that. So then you think, well, if that's stopping that disc prolapse and if that's stopping the problems of the spinal cord happening, isn't that a good thing? Well, I can tell you right now, it is a good thing, but it doesn't feel like it. It feels absolutely terrible. You'll often feel that you feel very stiff, very tight. You can't move, you can't bend, it's getting worse as the day goes on. Very sharp shooting pains, you may even be getting referrals down your legs. So it feels horrible, which is why, as chiropractors, when we see people in those spasms where they walk in, they're hunched over, they're bent over to one side, their pelvis is on, are completely skew width, everything's locked up, it's a protective mechanism. So we have to be very careful about unwinding that as chiropractors. We have to do it gently. So what can you do? Well, come see a chiropractor is the first thing. I would say that I'm biased, but what can you do at home? So some of the things you can do at home. Firstly, try and bring that spasm down, bring that inflammation down very, very gently. A lot of the time in the 70s, 80s, maybe even 90s, a lot of GPs would say bed rest, bed rest, bed rest. We now know from the research that's not the best thing to do. It causes everything to seize up. It causes all the fluid to build in that area. So it gets tighter and tighter and tighter, causes problems in the long run. So we need to make sure we get you moving. So how do you get moving if you can't even get out of bed? So my first thing would be is to try and slide yourself off the bed, get your tummy onto the floor, and then try and get yourself up very, very gently. I'm going to show you a second in this video, okay? Let's say you're on your side like this, or you're on your back and you're in a bit of pain and you're really struggling to get up. So my first thing would be to turn onto your side and then just move your legs up and down like this. And it's going to try and nourish the back and take some pressure off there. If you're struggling with that, just do very gentle movements through there. What I then do is flop your legs down. Try and get your knees on the floor so you're round like this. Just letting the back rest. And letting your knees like this. This may take 10 minutes, it may take longer. And what you want to do here is just sort of get some more weight onto your shoulders. And you want to just sort of slowly, gently move the pelvis like this. Just taking pressure off the base of your spine and just nourishing that lower disc and those muscles either side. Just very slowly, very gently. Until you feel you can put some pressure onto your elbows and to your knees, one knee at a time. And just pushing up through here, sucking your tummy button in, squeezing your glutes. Squeeze, 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 squeeze. Until you find you can get back onto your hips like this. And you may find you can get to about here, and then the rest of it's gonna be very difficult. And then all you're doing is your furniture walking. So you're walking around like this, you're grabbing things, you may still be bent over, that's absolutely fine.
But at least you're moving and putting some weight into the lower part of your body. Okay?
So furniture walking is great. It's gonna help get some fluid into the base of the spine. It's gonna help to move things on and get some vertebra moving, taking pressure off the disc. So that furniture walking is really good. It may be agony and you may be cursing me, but I promise you will thank me in the long run. After 48 to 72 hours, things will ease off. You will get out of that spasm much more quickly. Second thing, you've gotta use ice. Do not use heat. Don't go in a sauna. Don't go in a hot bath. You wanna use cold. So get the cold pack on there. Get it on for 15 minutes, take it off for 45. Do that if you're waiting for 16 hours, do that for 16 hours. You can't do it enough. The only thing I would say is just be careful, wrap it in a towel, make sure you're not putting too much direct force onto that base of the spine there, because it can cause sort of chill burns. We want to avoid that. But cold, just remember cold, okay? If you are going to go swimming, that's okay. Swimming pools are not boiling, but swimming is great because it's low weight bearing and it allows your body to get some movement through those joints. So swimming is also really good as well. Drinking water, sounds silly. Drinking water is going to allow the body to stay hydrated. You don't want those muscles nice and tight either side. You want to get some fluid through the body as well so it can pass through, can move all that inflammation on, all that bogginess. You need to keep yourself nice and hydrated. The type of food you eat, this is also important as well. So why is a chiropractor telling me about what sort of nutrition I should do? Well, actually, when you are in a back spasm, you want to make sure you're not eating rich, salty foods because it can cause inflammation in the body. You also want to make sure you're not drinking alcohol or drinking too much caffeine because that can dehydrate the body as well. And those are two things that we don't want. We don't want rich, salty intake. We don't want your body having to work hard to digest food. We want your body working hard on trying to heal the affected area. So try and avoid caffeine, try and avoid alcohol and rich salty food. Okay, and then if you are in bed, if you can get onto your hands and knees, you've seen me do this one before, but I absolutely love this exercise. I do it now and I'm not in a back spasm. Touch wood, but allows you to just nourish the back. So shoulder stacked over the hands, just leaning back like this. It's called a cat camel exercise. Helps to nourish the base of the spine, helps take pressure off those areas. It's a lovely flossing movement. So you can do this probably not immediately after the back spasm, but just when sort of 8 hours, once the initial pain has died down, taking pressure off those areas. It's a lovely way to do it. We call it a cat camel, okay? So repeat that 3 times through. You can't do that enough. If it is causing pain, then make sure that you stop, give us a shout, and we'll be able to help you on what you can do further. Okay, those are my top tips for when you do have a back spasm. If you need any more help, then drop a comment in the box below. More than happy to help out. If you like the video, please like it. If you've got any friends that are suffering with back issues and they're in spasms every sort of 3 months, then please share this with them and subscribe to the channel. You can also grab a copy of my best-selling book, Secret Cure to Back Pain. This is edition 2 here, How to Transform Your Back, on Amazon below there. So I'll drop a comment in below. Thank you so much. I've been Dr. Jeremy Andrews here. See you soon.